Two recently submitted Beshear impeachment petitions, one from a group calling itself Take Back Kentucky and another by Kentucky Liberty PAC, were dropped by the committee Friday. Chair Jason Nemes offered this brief explanation.
We decided that the second Beshear petition and the third Beshear petition were insufficient on their face, and more information I won't be providing, but they were not sufficient on their face. They didn't meet the statutory requirements, so they were dismissed summarily without any further steps being taken.
But the original petition calling for the removal of Governor Beshear remains under review. And WDRB reports the impeachment panel has asked the governor's office to produce a chain of communications leading up to his decisions to enact travel bans and enforce restrictions on in-person church services. The deadline to hand over those documents passed on Monday, and now lawmakers are threatening to subpoena the materials. As of Friday afternoon, the governor's office had not yet responded to a request for comment. Beshear has called the impeachment proceedings more than silly and defended his actions as fully within his authority.
None of those actions are anywhere close to an impeachment standard in Kentucky.
The House committee has been asked to review petitions for impeachment against the governor, Attorney General Daniel Cameron, and state representative and former candidate for governor Robert Goforth. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.